completing our study through the Heidelberg Catechism this year, and in particular looking at the Lord's Prayer, Lord's Day number 52, page number 33. Let us read responsively. What is the sixth petition? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is, since we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment, and besides, our deadly enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, assail us without ceasing, be pleased to preserve and strengthen us by the power of thy Holy Spirit, that we may make firm stand against them and not be overcome in this spiritual warfare, until finally complete victory is ours. How do you close this prayer? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. That is, all this we ask of thee, because as our King, having power over all things, thou art willing and able to give us all good, and that thereby not we, but thy holy name may be glorified forever. What is the meaning of the word Amen? Amen means, so shall it truly and surely be, for my prayer is more certainly heard, O God, than I feel in my heart that I desire these things of Him. So we are wrapping up this study in the Lord's Prayer, and notice again that it is a kingdom prayer. It begins with the kingdom of God, and it ends with the kingdom of God. And even the center, where it's not mentioning the kingdom, it's a kingdom prayer. Even the supply of our needs, the reconciliation with others, and the deliverance from temptation and warfare are all God-focused. That when we pray, our prayers are God-focused, are focusing on our Father. The sixth petition, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Notice the statement here, we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment. Have you ever thought about what life would be like if you didn't have any bones? No? Never thought about that. Haven't really thought about it. We just take bones for granted, right? But imagine, I remember there was a Far Side comic of a boneless chicken ranch with all these chickens laying around, just blobs. We cannot stand a moment. It is by the grace of God that God has given us bones. And God makes those bones effective. That they are connected and that they function. It is through the bone marrow that we have, what, white blood cells. They can fight against disease. It is only because of the grace of God that we live and move and have our being. We know that, but yet God says, pray and ask. Oh, when's the last time you asked God, strengthen my bones? Make me to stand. Paul writes in Ephesians, stand therefore, having done all to stand, stand. He says it three times. Part of our calling as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ is to stand against the world and the flesh and the devil. And so we ask for God to grant His power, the power of the Holy Spirit, that we may make firm stand against these things that are arrayed against us, and that we look forward to complete victory. Amen. Notice the close of the prayer, like I said before, focuses on Christ the King, and that He is able to do all that we ask or even think according to His riches and glory. And amen is not just simply a word we say because that's how you close a prayer, is it? When we say amen, what are we saying? May it truly be. May it truly be. May this, what we prayed, be heard and fulfilled. God has granted to us great and precious things, and one of those great and precious things is to be heard by Him for His glory. Amen? Amen.